Tappity tap tap.
All good, all good.
That was total Matthew McConaughey.
All good.
Girls just keep getting younger and I stay the same age.
Aww.
Yeah, okay. Beep, beep, beep. Backing it up.
Hello, and welcome to the Homestay Kitchen with me, Mary Chan, and Aaron Eastman. This is a podcast where we serve up stories of being a homestay family, the ups and downs of making a connection with international homestay students. We'll bring a plate full of stories, ideas, interviews, and hopefully dish up some anecdotes to share with our community. What are some of your favorite things? Things to indulge in, keeping you calm, or things that you love and won't give up? What can't you live without? In this episode, we go through some of our favorite things, whether they are student-related or just personally loved by us. We share what keeps our hearts aflutter. Full disclosure though, there is a lot of food-related items on here. We just really love food. It's a gateway to our soul. So get to know us, and then let us know if you love the same things, or if you have something that we need to know about. Maybe one of our future favorite things is actually one of yours that we don't know about yet. And maybe we'll just feature it in one of our future episodes too. So please let us know what you love to keep your life buzzing. Email us or find us on Instagram. You know all the places. We'd love to know. Thanks for sharing. I can't wait to find out what some of your favorite things are.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Erin. How are you?
I'm excited and happy to be here because today we're talking about our favorite things. And you know how much I love things that are favorites and fun.
I know. We are going to be talking about either things that actually help you in the homestay situation,
sure,
or just our favorite things in general.
Right?
Yes.
And maybe our favorite things can become your favorite things, because if there are, we will hopefully remember where we got them from.
Yes.
And I can link to them in the notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're figuring out what we're talking about, go to the show notes on our website and you'll be able to lick.
No, don't lick them. Don't lick it.
But unless you can, it's like chocolate or something.
It's your screen. You okay. Know where it's been.
No. Then, go on the show notes and then you can link to them and figure out what the heck we're talking about.
What are they talking about? Why Mary and Aaron, they sound so smart. And you would be right. Yes, we will link to them for you.
So what do you want to start with?
Oh, my word, chai.
Chai.
I love chai. You know that it is patience in a cup or a mug. And I don't often go a day without it.
You have a specific type of chai, like a brand too.
It's Tazo chai. Yeah. We get it from Costco because, you know,
you need that much.
We do need that much. And we don't just go and just buy one of the little boxes. Often we'll just go and buy the case.
These are like, are they like the apple juice container size?
Yeah, like but they come liter? In like a 3-pack.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't just go and buy one 3-pack. You buy like three packs or like just buy the case.
But how long would that?
It's like toilet paper. You know I'm going to use it.
Oh, yeah. I know. Actually, John emailed me today. He's like, oh, is the 12 double rolls for $5.97 a good price? Should I buy them? Like,
yeah.
John, yeah. I mean, you might as well.
We're going to use it. We're going to use it. And what's really fun and exciting for my children when I go to Costco with them to find the chai, you know how like when you go to Costco, they just move things randomly through the store?
It's funny because I've only been to Costco twice in my life, so I actually don't know.
Oh, I will take you. I love taking people to Costco for almost the first time. Like, that's one of my favorite things to do with students is go to Costco and just watch their eyes bug out and like go and embarrass them and walk around with the carts. And, you know,
I think you were the first person to take me to Costco.
See, it's my favorite things. So Costco, they hide the chai lots of times. Like, they'll just put it in a different place.
But shouldn't it just be like in
a standard spot? You
like
would
the
think
tea aisle or like the beverage aisle.
No. Sometimes now it's almost standard, like near like the dairy cold bin or like the diapers, because why not?
Oh my God, really?
But it can become now. Blake just goes on his way home. It's part of his route. that he'll go and stop at Costco. Uh-huh. But before then, when it was just up to me and the children, it would be part of the scavenger hunt to go and try and find the chai. Let's go find the chai.
Yeah.
So chai and patience in a cup. And so the homebrew or the Starbucks, you know, I just love, because then there's a whole interaction where I get to talk to an adult that day.
It's true. With all the kids in your house.
And that's how I got into with my crib buddies. And then
it all connects. All because of your chai.
All because of chai. I have community. Chai brought me community. Anyway, and also when we talk about chai and the homebrew, there is the espresso machine.
Your favorite thing.
My favorite thing. Okay. So this thing is a Via Venezia. It sounds Italian. Sure. I love it. And it has been in my life and since the early, I'm going to say 2000, almost not this one because it died once. Oh. I know my grandmother sent me money and it was like, I'm going to buy this. This was like a Starbucks brand. Again, Starbucks. Hello. I love you. But it was like, they had their like annual machine sale and they were like 50% off and I love grandma. And so I had saved up and so grandma helped me and I bought the machine and it lasted a really long time before it kicked the bucket.
But yeah, like over 10 years.
Like a really long time, daily use. And I love it so much. It's my pretty. And I talk to it and just use it and I just love it so much. But I once took it to Green Lake camping because I can't live without it.
Where's Green Lake?
It is a ferry ride and a few hours drive, I want to say.
Oh, wow. It's heavy, too. It's
really heavy.
It's not like a take-along thing.
No, it is not. It had its own bin, you know, like those big, huge, if you were to move today, pack up and move and you weren't to put everything in a box.
Yeah, yeah.
Like those you big, put it
big hefty plastic bins.
Plastic bins with a lid. It had one of those in the car because what if?
Did you put like foam around it?
Blankets. And towels and tea towels.
Keep it safe.
And we went there. It was a family event at the cabin and they all thought the cabin came with it. Oh, look, it comes with an espresso machine. I'm like, no, it didn't. That is mine. That's mine. Hands off. You guys are all getting your coffee grounds everywhere all over it. If you want something, I will make it because we clean up after it.
And now, wait, because it's an espresso machine, do you actually drink espresso or is it just? Oh, okay. Because I thought it was just a chai maker.
Oh, no. It does it all. Oh, okay. It's amazing.
Okay.
One at a time.
Right.
When it did break, it was devastating. Truly devastating in our family because we were without caffeine. Mm. We had been pampered for so long by the beautiful caffeination it brought to us and what a great parent we were with chai and espresso. And we realized maybe we're not so patient without it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And by this time, they were not carried by Starbucks anymore, Mary. And not available online to buy anymore. They've almost become vintage at this point. And my girlfriend had one as well, and she still used it, but she had foreseen this. And she had seen one at the end of somebody's driveway, just on the side of the road for free. And so she picked it up for replacement parts.
Oh, so smart.
She was so smart. And she kept it, just knowing, like, what if? Mm-hmm. I was not that smart. I had to hunt one down. And I hunted down, like, it's future generation one. But it took a really long time to come. And I can't even remember how long. It felt like a month. My mom lent me her old school, sad in comparison, espresso machine.
Yeah, you bought it online, right?
I did. And I think it came from the States. Like,
you really went all out looking for this thing.
Oh, yeah. It was like my early Christmas present. Like, I put everything on the line for this. Like, knowing that the last one lasted years, like, I think like a dozen years. And this next one, the pretty precious, like, it's, sorry, it's still good. And we take such good care of it.
I remember when you bought it. I can't remember when it was, but I just remember that anytime I saw you when I went to your house. You were wigging out because you were staring out the window, wondering if that truck sound was the delivery truck of Canada Post.
Wistfully imagining. Yeah. Everything was concentrated, all of my efforts. Like, I remember telling you probably the story of the one day my local Starbucks didn't have chai. when I went in there and
oh my gosh, yes.
The little mini temper tantrum that I had. Yeah. So to answer Mary Chai and the things that give me chai and the things that they're served in. So
yeah, that was going to be my next thing. What do you love to drink your chai out of?
My Huol pottery chai mug. It's pottery. It's blue. It's beautiful. It's from the Kispiox Valley. We have gone to them. So my brother-in-law lives in Smithers and we drive out to the Huol pottery place and they go into the Skeena Valley River and they make their pottery. He had given it, my two brothers-in-law had given us some Huol pottery for our wedding anniversary and it's beautiful, like this big platter and this mm-hmm. big bowl, and I loved it so much. So that when we were up to visit him, we went there and I found this mug. And it's a mug that you can put your whole hand through and hold it.
That's the best part. Not like just only the 2-finger or 3-finger. That's not enough. You want to like wrap your arms around your arms.
Yeah. It's like a hug. I can hold that mug. Yeah.
You want to wrap your hands around the mug.
Yeah. And that's what I do daily.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it.
I think it's funny too, because I remember when John first went to your house.
Okay.
And he recognized the pottery. Because he grew up in Hazleton,
yeah.
which is next to the Kispiox Valley or in the Kispiox Valley. I'm not sure. I don't know. Next to. I think it's next to.
Iconic.
Yeah. So it's pretty iconic that he's like, oh, yeah, I know the Huols. Mm-hmm. I know that pottery. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, just look under the mug. I'm like,
and it says, yeah.
Huol. I'm like, oh.
What are some of your favorite things, Mary?
I am not a chai drinker. I mean, I like it. I would drink if it's there, but it's not my favorite thing.
Okay, what's your favorite thing to drink?
My favorite thing to drink is warm water.
I know. This is so, like, it's not even like completely warm because I will put the kettle on and it's too hot for you. It kind of has to be like almost, not tepid, but
tepid is the word.
It is tepid.
Yeah.
Because
It's not like warm. It's not like warm water that comes out of the tap.
It has to be a bit warmer.
It has to be a bit warmer than that.
So kettled.
Kettled.
But not boiling.
No.
Not boiling.
So what I do every night is I boil a whole kettle of water and then I put it in my thermos. And so my thermos holds like just over a liter's worth. Mm-hmm. And it keeps things hot or cold for 24 hours.
Okay.
So I just fill it up that night. And so the next morning when I wake up, I can pour it in and it's still a little too hot. But if I just let it sit for a couple minutes, it's like the perfect temperature. And that's all I like. I just like warm water. Because I know you're looking at me like,
I'm like, there's a reason for this. I know there's a reason for this. Because
Chinese medicine.
Yes. Chinese medicine. I'm like traditionally.
Traditional Chinese medicine. I grew up with that. Mm-hmm. My mom always yelled at me whenever I drank milk straight from the fridge, whenever I had ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Too cold.
Pop. Yep. Anything like that. She was like, you're not supposed to drink it. It's too cold for you. I'm like, what? She's like, you're going to get a stomach ache because of blah, 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 blah that she says in Chinese medicine stuff. And I'm like, I don't get it. It just sounds like a whole
old wives' tale.
But then as I got older and wiser, I realized she had...
Mama knows best.
Yeah. She was probably right. I did get a lot of stomach aches.
Yeah.
Or not like full-blown stomach aches, but it always just felt like my stomach was heavy. It wasn't sitting right. Even in the summertime when it's hot out, everybody's trying to drink cold water. And I would do that. And then I realized I got a stomach ache every time I drank cold water, even in the summertime. Mm-hmm. So I switched to room temperature water in the summertime and like nice warm water when it's cold out.
You drink seasonally.
Yeah, I drink seasonally. And it works.
Yeah.
Like my stomach doesn't, the way I picture it is that if your stomach is a muscle and you put cold water into it, it's shocking it and it's going to shrink mm-hmm. and clam up and that's where you get the stomach ache. Mm-hmm. That's the way I think of it.
That makes sense.
And I remember actually you telling me a story about your student and stomach aches and cold water.
Okay.
She went back home to China to go to see her Chinese doctor for a stomach ache that she'd been having.
Right.
And you were the one that diagnosed her and said, well, it's because you're in North America and you've been drinking cold water. Stop drinking cold water.
From the fridge.
From the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just need to drink warm water and it'll fix your stomach ache. and her jaw dropped, stared at you, and she said, "That's exactly what my Chinese medicine doctor said."
Oh, my word. Oh, Mary, it's from hanging out with you.
Yeah.
Yes, I just pick up the tips and tricks. All knowing Erin. Look at me. I can come across as like, I know, but it would have just been like, oh, no, that's what it is. Sweetie, I know, because Mary. Yeah. And but like she was just like, oh, what? How did you? Oh, yeah, I can remember that now that you mention it. Yeah.
But okay. But if I had to pick a favorite drink.
Yeah.
Like an actual drink, not
something
water.
That you like that isn't medicinally that you have to drink it.
Yeah.
Yes. Pick one, please.
Flavored water.
Something that has like that isn't, you know, because here I am like, oh, I have to have my chai. And it's like really I come across as like, oh, my gosh, so needy and yeah, expensive compared to, oh, I just like my tepid water, please. Yeah.
I do like tea, but very specific tea, too.
Oh, OK. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Join me over here. Come to the dark side. Come, Mary.
So, again, growing up traditionally, my dad would drink Chinese tea every single day. And I go through my teenage rebellion days and I'm like, no. You move out. I grow wiser and older and realize my parents, okay, they were right. And I missed drinking tea. And so I would go to this grocery store and get like the tea bags, the Red Rose, the Tetley. Mm. It's okay. It does the trick.
You want your loose leaf tea, don't you?
But I need my loose leaf tea.
Yeah.
And specifically like the non-flavored types. So like, you know how there's a couple tea places in town now that do have loose leaf tea, but they put other things in there. There might be like a fruit blend or one with candies because it's Valentine's and
you're
they put
hearts.
Yeah, no. I want the traditionalist tea leaves from Japan, China, like straight up traditional tea.
Give me the name. I want to write it down.
There's different varieties of tea. There's black tea. There's green tea. There's oolong tea. There's red tea. There's yellow tea. There's white tea.
So you'll drink all of those teas happily?
I'll drink those teas.
Oh, okay. There's not like the one tea.
No. But like even within that, like you. Like within oolong tea, there's different varieties. Within black tea, there's different varieties based on where they're grown,
so
what
you'll
country
dance
they're
with any
from.
Any kind of tea.
Yeah. Oh, almost. Yeah. But I also remember going to your house.
Yes.
And Jenny had brought home
from China.
It
was beautiful.
This tea box.
Oh,
was.
Did you not see the tea urn too?
Oh, yeah, that one too, because she had multiple teas. Oh, and then you were like, oh, yeah, you can have some of that. I'm like, really?
We were spoiled. I know. We share with our love,
good.
Mary. Yeah.
The tea she brought back was so, so good.
So good.
So, yeah, tea.
So, everybody, the way to Mary's heart is through tea,
which is also a warm water beverage.
Right? And just nothing fruity.
Nothing too fruity, no.
Yeah, nothing.
I'll sometimes go with like flower teas because, again, in traditional Chinese medicine, if you drink chrysanthemum tea, it's good for your digestive system. Mm-hmm. Combine that with some rose. There you can get rose tea, which is great for the ladies.
Yes.
Monthly.
Yes.
During your cycle. I'll have some herbal-y stuff, but I don't like the fancy concoction teas is just what I'm saying.
Nothing fancy for Mary.
Nothing fancy.
Tepid water or
I'm not a fancy person. I am in jeans and a t-shirt and
hey,
a hoodie.
Girl,
yeah.
Look over here.
Yeah. Okay. What about other things in the kitchen?
Okay. I love my IKEA cheese grater.
Is it the one with the lid and the
and so you can, because when you go to grate cheese, the thing I hate the most is have like other cheese graters and you're like, do I do it over a plate, over a bowl? Everything's like shooting out everywhere. It's a huge mess. I hate a mess. So the IKEA cheese grater has its own little container and it has a lid.
The lid is the grater.
The lid is the grater. And when you're done, you just pop the lid off. There's your container. You can even just put that on the table.
But don't you still make a mess? Because there's always like the leftover.
And so you just pop the lid off and you just pop that into, you just scrape that into the holder.
Oh.
And then you pop that into the dishwasher. And there's even if you want, like, oh my gosh, I didn't use all the cheese. There's even a little lid that you can just put in the frigimabob. Yeah.
Oh.
And there's different types of lid graters, more fine or more coarse.
Okay.
So I do really enjoy that. And it's like not expensive, which I also love.
Yeah. And I love furnishing my student room with IKEA stuff.
Me. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Like I blankets or
blankets, bed sheets, mostly bed sheets.
Oh, I just picked up a bath mat for the shower stall thing.
Bath mat. Like, I wrote $2 that down. Yeah. Exactly.
$2 bath mat for the
shower curtains too.
Yeah.
If you need that. But also in the kitchen, glasses, dishware.
Oh, I got glasses from IKEA. Mm-hmm. That's where we get our glasses. Yeah. So Mary, I'm looking around your kitchen and I can't help but notice that you have a lot of small appliances.
That's kind of my thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was my thing until people come over and they tell me, they're like, wow, you have a lot of small appliances. I'm like, what? What do you mean? It's just a giant rice cooker.
And it's in use every day.
Yeah, every single day. So I have to have my rice cooker.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
People would say to me, well, can't you just cook rice over the stove?
What?
First of all, I don't really know how to do that. I grew up with a rice cooker. Yeah, secondly, it takes up a burner space, right?
No.
Like if you're cooking, I still need one for the walk, another space to boil water for my vegetables, and maybe one for a sauce or something. Like I just...
Rice cooker.
Yeah, rice cooker. That's the way to go.
And you can even steam vegetables in the rice cooker. Mm-hmm. You can throw in some sweet potatoes in there.
I do a one pot meal.
Oh, look at you.
You can even like marinate some chicken and vegetables. And put it.
My brain's going, what?
Yeah. And then you put it on top of the rice, like in the water. Wow. And then you hit the button and you have a one pot meal.
Did not know that, Mary. I did not know that. I've been cooking with a rice cooker forever and I did not know that.
I'm sorry I did not teach you this trick
just
earlier.
Like the intervention with the salt.
Yes.
I did not know that.
The intervention with washing rice.
I've had the washing rice intervention. I've had don't put the salt in the rice cooker intervention. And now you're telling me I can marinate a chicken in there?
Well, you marinate it outside, like separately. Okay. But then when you're washing the rice and you're getting ready to hit the button, before you hit the button, you put the chicken on top of the rice.
What?
Yeah. Or like meats or whatever you're going to be cooking. So like the traditional Chinese way is chicken with dried shiitake mushrooms that you've rehydrated. And then you can use that rehydrated water as the water for your rice to make your rice more flavorful. And and ginger. And oh, you're looking at me like, why didn't I tell you this sooner?
Mary!
One last thing I do love about kitchen cooking stuff. I can't live without my cookbook. And a very specific author of cookbooks. Now, I grew up with this guy on TV. I watched him a lot. And his catchphrase on TV in the 80s was, if Yan can cook, so can you. And I think that got stuck in my head because now I just keep thinking, well, I can do it. I can do anything. It'll be fine.
Is this like the seed of just keep going?
I think so.
Oh, I love it.
His name is Martin Yan, and he has a lot of cookbooks, but I like his first early copies. Those have the traditional Chinese recipes in them. I love it. Ooh. So a lot of my dishes come from Martin Yan.
Okay.
Or a spinoff, like because I've made so many of his dishes now, it's just like my own slight twist to some of it, but a lot of the time, it's still his recipes and my cookbooks are broken. The pages are falling out. You know,
that's a sign of true love of that dish and those foods. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they've got food spatters and they're kind of, that's a well-loved recipe.
How about do some tech things?
Oh, tech.
Because tech is so involved in our lives.
It is involved in our lives. Okay. I'm going with Google Translator. Mary is new to me. Yeah. You introduced me to Google Translator.
Yeah, because I would say to you, oh, yeah, and I use Google Translate only if I have to with my students.
And I'm like, what's Google Translator? What's that? I know.
Yeah, but now.
Now it saved me at the airport when I was dropping off Jenny to go back to China.
Okay.
Okay, because she had, I was like, oh, you know, when we're leaving the house, I'm like, sweetie, do you have your everything? Do you have your passport? Do you have your tickets? Yeah. Okay, great. And we get there. One of her bags was slightly overweight. So the lady was really nice and there's no big lineup behind us. And so she has to move some things from one to another and that's fine. And, you know, kind of feeling that anxiety and stress and trying to check in your bags. And then do you have your tickets? And it's all on her phone and it's in like conversation line. Like it's not like something that is electronic and it's in Chinese. And I know, here we are all very English speaking, not understanding Chinese. It's because she had tried to self-check in and her tickets for the next leg of the trip weren't printing out. And so that's why we were asking for help. Like,
oh, okay.
Right? So, and this lady couldn't find her booking either. And so then I was like, okay, I don't want my girl in Vancouver having to deal with this on her own. Like, can we please do this now? And this woman was amazing. Like, Air Canada, they're just amazing. So we got a Google Translator and I took a picture of, thank you, Mary, her her text message, had it translate from Chinese into English, and they could get all of her connections.
Oh, perfect.
And they could find her information and they could print her ticket for her and figure it out.
And all of that.
Boarding pass and all of that. All thank you,
Google
Mary.
Translate.
From Google Translator. And my girl was able to get taken care of.
Yeah, it's so great because you can just take a picture and then highlight the parts that you want translated. I do that all the time with, like, when my students will give me, like, Japanese snacks.
Yeah.
And I just want, what is it? So I just take a picture of the packaging and then highlight the things that I want to know.
Or, like, cleaning out the rooms afterwards. Sometimes they leave stuff for future students. Right? Mm-hmm. And I have no idea what it is. Like, what is this thing? Is this, like, I don't know, weird Japanese packaging, Korean, I don't know, it was left for them. Like, so you can highlight it and figure it out. Like, is this something that I should be leaving or is this going to be offensive in any way?
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
The other thing I love is Google Maps.
Oh my word, do I love that for finding where I need to go or like if we're doing garage sale pickups.
Oh, yes.
And it can talk to you because, like, where's my exit or long road trips?
And I always show my students Google Maps because of the bus system.
Yes.
The bus system uses Google Maps. So, like, you kind of need Google Maps if you're going to be kicking around here.
Absolutely. I also like Grammarly.
That's right. When I just discovered that you know it, too.
I know. And it will highlight if there's something spelt wrong or if something doesn't feel right, or
it does grammar checks and spelling checks for you as you're typing, basically. And it's amazing, and it catches all the little things. Like, you think you would have typed something correctly and then it just highlights it in red, like underlines it in red and be like, nope.
Or even blue. Oh yeah, I know. You did it to me in blue the other day. I was like, oh, hello, sir, what are you?
Come what do I need to do?
Let's talk about this message here. I do enjoy that. Also, when it comes to technology and communicating with my students, I always traditionally enjoy a good text message like, hey, sweetie, are you coming home soon?
Right.
But they have introduced me to DMing via Instagram. I can now WhatsApp.
Yes.
And Line. I'm proficient in Line now.
Very good.
So I have expanded my text messaging and, whatchamacallit horizons.
I remember when you were first hosting a student and I was saying, yeah, you need Line or WhatsApp. And you're like, a what?
A what's that? I probably said, what's that?
What's that?
I know. I actually had to add WhatsApp with supervision. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing here. I need help.
Yeah.
And
but WhatsApp is more globally used around the world, while Line is very, very popular in Asia, especially Japan. All my Japanese students use Line as a form of communication.
Yeah. You know. WhatsApp still makes me go, I don't know if I'm doing it right. But yeah.
Really? Why?
When I'm adding people or putting in numbers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But once we're added, we're good.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a little more difficult because you do need a phone number to make WhatsApp work. I don't think you need one for Line. Line can just...
I don't think so.
The
stickers are fun.
The stickers are fun, yeah.
Yeah.
But everything... It's just also because the cell phone plans are so different across the world.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, we actually text through our service provider.
Mm-hmm.
While I don't think they do that in Japan and some other countries. So they use Line and they use WhatsApp. While for us, we just text with the actual texting app that we have on our phone.
Yeah.
Which costs us money, but it's paid for in the plan. It's complicated.
Yeah.
Other countries, you have to pay. If you want texting, you have to pay for it separately. It's not a plan thing. So then everybody just goes with the free option with Line or WhatsApp or whatever. Anyway, that's a long-winded story on Line and WhatsApp.
But I just liked continuing to be able to connect with my students.
Yeah. I know they've left and you still have their contact information. You talk to them.
Every day I've been like sending them pictures and getting makeup updates. And I don't know, like, oh my gosh, we did this. Their kids are sailing and sending pictures or like, oh, what concert did you go to? Or I don't know. Just
got this text from my student. See, this student is from Japan.
Okay.
I got her probably when Kira was about a year old. Kira's turning 4. And she texted me the other day and said that she knows this is sudden.
Okay.
in her best English that she could. I know this is sudden, but I like dill since I ate dinner that you made. And today, finally, I bought dill and cooked a dinner for myself. So I just wanted to tell you.
Oh, I love her.
That was so sweet.
That is so sweet.
It came out of nowhere. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's been 3 years. Did it take you that long to find dill? Or is it common in Japan? And she says it's not very common and it's not hard to find. So that's why it took her so long.
Send her some dill.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Fresh dill, though. Like, I like cooking with fresh dill.
Some dried dill.
Dried dill? It's not the same.
Oh, man.
But I love still connecting with them over.
Absolutely.
Over line. Yeah.
Well, speaking of food, some things that I love, and I know that you don't approve, Mary, of my.
I don't? Oh, yes, I don't.
This was like intervention probably number 4. My blue cheese salad dressing on top of the rice. And I've taken down many a good student with me. At least like one of, like, you know, I host 2 at a time.
Yeah.
Jenny's,
I'm just cringing.
Jenny's never come down the road with me, but every other student has.
No. Jenny and I, we are a team. Team plain rice.
Everybody else has come down that road of putting the blue cheese salad dressing on top of the rice. It tastes so good. So good. You've got Carter and you've got Jenny, but Fiona went down there for a little bit, but she's on your team. But Violet, Blake, and I, and all the other students love the blue cheese on top of the rice. Right. It tastes so good.
I'm sure it does.
And goes especially well with the steak.
Blue cheese and steak, sure. But then the rice still needs to have its own separate little landmass on the plate. They don't touch.
Oh, there you go. Good. Anyway, steak. I've had a big steak the night before each of my children have been born.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay.
Right? Like, these babies don't come out until they get their steak. And, you know, there was a good, I don't know how many years. It's just like I blocked it out. But I think it was like a dozen years where I was vegetarian. Right?
Yes. But even to this day, like the other day when you came to my house and you had lunch. And I was like, oh, no, sorry, there's chicken in it. And then I thought, no, wait a minute. No. You eat meat.
I eat meat.
Right. You've been eating meat for years.
I had my wisdom teeth pulled out and the only thing I wanted was steak. Everyone was like, oh, we'll start with chicken. I was like, no, I want steak. And I ate the whole steak and it hurt so bad and I got so sick. But it's just meat is like the only thing. And I need it. It's what I need in my recovery against vegetarianism. And so I eat meat every day and I love it so much. And the wisdom teeth were pulled out, right?
Mm-hmm.
In January. And Blake and I had been dating together for years. Like, 1 month later, after starting to eat meat, he proposed.
What? Was he waiting till you ate meat?
Yeah.
Seriously?
I think so. Yeah. You talked to him about it when I pointed it out. And he's like, yeah, I couldn't marry a vegetarian. I needed to know that my future babies would have a meat-eating mother.
That's hilarious. Now then, are you like, oh, that means I should have eaten meat years ago?
No, I lost the desire to eat meat. It took I had all 4 wisdom teeth removed. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember
they
that
were
sad,
like
sad, sad
horribly impacted. I lost so much weight. I was like just not feeling good. And when your body is just that beaten down, it needs protein.
Oh, you're right.
And I got the desire for meat again. And the one thing I gave up that I didn't want to was steak. And that's what I wanted. And that's it took me a year to work up bite by bite to get to that steak again.
Like, it's your farming blood.
That's just it.
Yeah.
I know. I was a vegetarian against my will. If we go, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I was served like a really rare steak and it was eat this or be vegetarian. And so I'm also like, incredibly stubborn. I was like, well, okay, I can't eat that. So I guess I'm vegetarian. And
took it to heart for years.
For years. And yeah, I'm just, and cheaters go to bed so you don't cheat on being a vegetarian.
Oh my gosh. Karen.
Oh well.
Recovering anyway, vegetarian.
I'm a recovering vegetarian, so steak is just so important to me, and I love it.
After a good dinner, though, I do like myself some TV.
Oh, TV. What do you watch, Mary? What's on your screen after dinner?
I have a lot of TV shows, but I was just thinking back to the moments I had with my students. Yes. And I love introducing them to TV shows. And I got a few students hooked on Game of Thrones and Walking Dead.
Game of Thrones? Well, yeah. You have older students. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I could never get my students on Game of Thrones. Like, Game of Thrones and Walking Dead. Okay, I hear you. So I went a little more PG.
Oh, yes. No. Yeah. The younger students, no, they had to be in their room doing their homework if there was Game of Thrones on. Or Walking Dead, because they didn't like the zombie aspect. But okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So one of my favorite games was trying to pick what is your show, like on Netflix or wherever, like what would speak to you. And like for Yoko, who's really into crime and true crime, like Bones was her show, right? Yes. Jenny really loves Friends, but I really got her into The Vampire Diaries, you know, the whole like.
Oh, you.
Stefan or I
never
Damon
watched that
or,
one. Never watched that one.
Yoko didn't really watch a lot of TV because she studied so much. Yes. But I think like when she goes back to Japan, she wanted to get into maybe The Vampire Diaries if she could. But like, yeah, Guy and I really enjoyed New Girl.
Oh, I love New Girl.
It's so funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Gilmore Girls was one that we watched a lot of. My mom's students and I together, we talked about how Violet would come into the room and like, oh my gosh, Rory and Dean are kissing. And yeah.
Kissy faces.
And Blacklist was another one I got a student into. Like, yeah. Or she got me into. We got each other into a lot of shows. But I with every student, I tried to get them into Alias. I love Alias. I got them into a couple of episodes and I have them on DVD. So there's just no excuse to not watch it. But they would, you know, if I was having, you know, like the children were particularly my small children annoying that morning, they would send me pictures of Bradley Cooper to try and cheer me up. I have really sweet students.
Yes. I'm more like hard hit. I like watching the news with my students.
Oh, that's a horror show. You're like horror, Game of Thrones, Walking Dead.
I'm more like,
I don't know, drama and romance and maybe a bit of like suspense.
I have that too, but I don't know with my students what it is, but we like to talk about world events and what's going on. And I guess the fun one I like to watch is Amazing Race Canada, but only the Canadian version.
Okay.
I don't watch the other versions. And then I get to show my students
the world. Fair. I'll give you that.
Canadians. All the Canadians.
Cute.
I think also it's because they don't have time to watch a lot of TV.
Yes, that's just it. So it has to be kind of quick and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're not here for very long, so I can't do full series like you. I don't want to get them.
Makes sense.
I don't want to get them hooked on a show and then they can't have access to watching the rest of it.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there was a student of mine who we were watching The Walking Dead for that season. And then she had to leave with only like 2 or 3 episodes left to go. And then she couldn't find it when she was home. And she's like, I can't watch it. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Oh. Here's the rundown. This is what happened.
Oh, no. Well, could she call you and you could just hold
the phone up? Oh, video chat. That'd be a long video chat. We wouldn't be chatting. It would just be like me holding the phone up to the TV.
Oh, no.
That's funny. I should totally do that.
You should do that. You still have them recorded?
Oh, time zones, though. She would have to be awake when I am home with the TV.
Yeah, you can do it. Make a plan.
That's anyway, a great idea.
I have strategies, Mary.
That's a great idea.
There you go.
Okay.
Well,
those are basically our favorite things.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are lots of other things. Like when we started making this list, I had ideas and then I forget.
Yeah.
So there's lots of other things that we love.
There's lots of other things. I know. Any parent out there who's trying to get a hairbrush through young child's hair.
Yes, of course.
Have the wet brush. I don't know if you heard about it.
I had never heard of the wet brush up until... I'll say 6 months ago.
Okay.
Somebody else introduced it to me because I was complaining about combing Kira's hair, which has never been cut. She refuses to let me cut it. It's long. It's past her bum. And it was just always in tangles. So she introduced the wet brush.
Yeah. We have 4 of them in our house. So Violet has one. Fiona has one. I have one. We have one for the pool, a smaller one.
Oh, like a travel-sized one.
Yeah, a travel-sized one. I buy them now for the students' welcome baskets. I love them. So they're all different colors. We can color code them. And they're amazing. Like other brushes just hurt in comparison.
But I guess we're getting to like the end of the day.
Yeah.
Home, relaxing, need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
We've talked about this one in our Rest for Productivity episode. And my way to unwind and to get my brain settled. Two things.
I think I've stolen one of them.
You've stolen one?
Well,
you share. I share.
I've taught others. Yeah.
The first thing, though, is to make sure that I have my insight timer. It's an app.
Okay.
That has either music or meditations or storytelling, too, sometimes. Mm. And I just play it and I go to bed and I try and fall asleep. But sometimes at the same time, this is the trick that you've stolen.
Oh, yeah, I've stolen. Mm-hmm. I've told many a person.
Well, the insight timer music is going quietly in the background. I do the cognitive shuffle.
Yes, and it's not a card game.
Yeah. You're trying to fall asleep. You're not playing a card game. So it's just like a mental game that you play with yourself.
Yeah.
So you, for example, you said at first the word home. You go with a four-letter word that does not have the same double letters.
Repeating. Yes, yeah. No repeating.
No repeating letters. So like
you wouldn't
word,
do food.
No, because there would be two O's.
Two O's. That would be awful.
Home is a good one. So you start with the letter H. Mm-hmm. And you think of words that all start with the letter H.
Hog.
Horse.
Hobbit.
Hug. Help.
Horseradish.
Hip.
Hooray.
Holler. Hello.
Hopeless.
And go on and on and on until you run out of H words and then you move on to O.
Oh my gosh.
I was going to say audio, but that's not it. That's oh no. A.
Orange.
Octopus. Octagon.
Ooh, you're better at me.
I drew this enough times.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, usually I get to about the third letter or not and I'm asleep. Anyway, with those two things, I usually fall right asleep by like the second or the third letter.
Well, I love it. It's fun. People sometimes worry like, oh my gosh, what if I'm a word person and it just wakes me up too much. And
that was your first concern, I remember. I know. Yeah.
But I rarely get to the third letter. It's fun.
It's fun.
So I try to think of like, okay, well, just mix up the, you know, a different word. So I'm not always on the same.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, like an A or.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the tough part too. Is like you've done this enough times and then you lay in bed and you're like, oh, I can't do that word again because the second letter is letter A again.
I'll get to like aardvark. Yeah. You know, just think of really good A words.
Yeah. So those are our favorite things.
Yeah.
If you have any favorite things.
Oh, we'd love to hear some of your favorite things. Share them with us.
Let me know.
Comment.
Uh-huh.
Email.
All the good things. You know where to find us.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks for sharing some of your favorite things, Mary. I might check some of those out. Like, you know, a tepid tea.
A tepid tea.
I'm going to try tepid tea.
No, it's a hot tea.
Well, I'm going to call it tepid
water.
I'm going to drink your tepid water out of a tea mug. Out of my Kissbeox mug. And I'm going to call it tepid tea.
Tepid tea.
Thank you.
I don't want to be known for tepid tea.
Tepid tea.
Thanks, Erin.
Bye.
Bye.
Tepid tea.
Thanks for listening to The Homestay Kitchen, hosted by Mary Chan and Erin Eastman. Produced by me, Mary Chan of Organized Sound Productions. Web and show notes by Erin Eastman. Like what you're hearing? Write us a review wherever you listen. Or drop us an email at homestaykitchen@gmail.com. We would really appreciate it. For more information on this episode, visit homestaykitchen.com. And when you're ready to dish up your stories, connect with us on Instagram @homestaykitchen or on Facebook. Thanks for joining us.